Alright, I'm recording too.
Alright, record this.
So, what do we got to say about the Fast and Furious?
Wow, yeah, we just saw Fast in 5 or something like that. Fast 5?
Yeah.
To me, sounds like
Fast
a really
Furious.
Quick high five.
It's Fast and Furious in a fifth power.
So it's 25, because it's, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I feel like I saw 25 minutes of that. By the
I
way,
like
I've got 3/4 a pint of Southern Comfort in me. my friend Jim here is going, he came to at the movie straight.
Yeah, so this is good. We have two different perspectives on
yeah.
it. We've got the guy who was there to really enjoy it, and the guy who was there to analyze it. Although I didn't do much analyzing, so
there
wasn't a lot to do.
The way I figure you're going to lose brain cells no matter which way you go. So I decided
yeah.
to just, you know, preemptively lose some to protect
sure.
my brain from the craziness that's going on.
Yeah, so I'll start off with some awesome stuff. I did actually think there was some awesome stuff
oh,
in the
hell
movie.
Yeah.
A lot of the well, okay, the first thing I noticed right off the bat, people, like the good guys and sports cars are invincible in this movie.
Yeah.
There is nothing you can do to them that will damage, even visibly damage.
No.
No.
I mean, like, okay.
They don't get cut or scratched, neither do the cars.
I'll go as far as saying that there is not a problem in the world that you can't solve by driving fast. And this in
world
this movie.
Peace. Drive faster.
And not only are the cars invulnerable, they're like, driving down a dirt road for a mile is not going to touch the paint.
No.
They're going to be magically waxed and washed when you get to the end of that dirt road.
Yeah.
I mean, they go down like, at the end of the movie when they're like in their, they go down like 10 miles of bad dirt road at the
yeah.
end, showroom condition.
Oh, yeah.
And supercars.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta say, so we're totally spoiling this, right? Obviously.
Oh, the fourth day. Yeah, well,
okay.
I'm gonna say you cannot spoil this movie.
Possibly.
I mean, what
although
could
the
you
vault,
say to spoil?
The vault stuff. Like, the vault was. It was so cool. Like, I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Yeah,
I thought it was.
Ocean's 11.
I thought it was freaking. No. That was all bullshit. That was terrible.
Okay. Okay.
The actual chase with the vault, I thought was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I've never
it
seen
it. It reminded me
like
of, like, Terminator 3, where he, like, got the fire truck out or whatever, hanging
yeah.
off, or the crane or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, bashing through buildings,
right.
taking people out, and the Arnold's just hanging on the back, Terminator style.
And what I love is, there are so many people that would die.
Oh, yeah.
In that
oh,
chase.
Yeah.
But
I
they were careful
alone.
To show everyone, like, getting away and running for the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know how in the movies where they show guys plowing through fruit carts and saw some old man that dives out of the way last minute? Like, times 100.
Oh, dude, I was thinking of the game Crazy Taxi when we were watching this, because everyone, it's literally impossible to hit anyone in that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're
so
playing in Crazy Taxi mode.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I feel that.
You have anything you thought was cool? What about the Vin Diesel rock fight?
I don't know how. Okay, so here's what I hear. I hear Vin Diesel's like 5'6", 5'7", on a good day.
He's shorter than me. Yeah.
The Rock is legitimately 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
How the fuck? That's the biggest special. I mean, we're talking Hobbit type special effects here. Because it made me kind of believe that The Rock and Vin are the same size.
Yeah, there was. They did a really good job faking that until the very end when they're standing on that bridge. Like, they just
yeah.
destroyed the police force, and they show a wide-angle shot of
yeah.
all four of them standing there.
Right.
And he's obviously way shorter. They didn't
right.
fix that at all.
You can't. Anytime you see his feet, they're
yeah.
fucked, because, you know,
yeah.
even with platform shoes, he's going to be 4 or 5.
Yeah.
He's going to be 6 inches shorter.
Or you think, like, how long is the space between his knee and his ankle?
Right. Right. I just think that the other thing is The Rock shouldn't wear facial hair. He looks
oh,
much cooler without facial hair.
I agree with that, but they must have had a team. I think they had a team trying to keep The Rock dry. The Rock is the sweatiest man on the planet.
No, see, I think they had a guy that's a team misting him.
No, I think it was the other way around. I think he's
really?
Sweatier than he appears on the film.
Like he's like a sprinkler then?
Exactly.
Because the man was like wet.
Yeah.
Like a
he
rainforest
dripping.
Wet.
I'm not kidding, he was dripping the entire movie.
The other thing is, how many times can we fly by Jesus in a helicopter in this movie?
Yeah, right.
4 or 5 times? It's like, we get it. We're in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
Which I gotta say, Rio de Janeiro looks like a fucking cool town.
It looks awesome. Like up the side of the mountain there, it's all those buildings.
I wanna go there and see it for myself.
Yeah.
It's like I felt the same way about this movie that I did about Iron Man. That, like, you know, because Iron Man made Monaco look so freaking cool.
No, probably.
All right, you're full of the astronaut, okay?
Thank you.
Iron Man made Monaco look so freaking cool. I now want to retire to Monaco and Rio de Janeiro. Like, split my time.
Watch out for guys with whips.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Cars map for whips.
Yeah, man.
I thought you were going to say watch out for the transsexuals with the big asses.
What?
That's what you got to watch out for in Rio de Janeiro.
Okay.
The
you
big
also
ass
have to watch out for amazingly hot women. I got to say, this movie, full of them.
Like, they had this sweatshop where the chicks were counting cash.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had, like, freaking supermodels counting cash in underwear. For what reason?
Yeah.
Were they
Victoria's Secret cash counting operation?
Yeah, what the hell was up with that?
I don't know.
And not all the girls at A-plus bodies, but I'm kind of guy that runs with,
well,
like,
they do
A-plus
that so nobody feels anything, right? I mean, that's why they run those shops like that. Like,
they
do the same
naked?
Thing with the drugs, yeah.
Ah, I did not know
that. People are making drugs, they strip them down to, like, their underwear.
See, that's why you're so street, man.
Dude.
You know all the secrets.
Yo, word up.
Word to your mother. Brazil got the hot women. I gotta say that Vin Diesel's sister, Mia, I think, am I the only one that thinks she is not attractive?
No, you're not. I don't think she is either. She's too thin, for one thing.
She's thin, her body
is across the line, yeah.
And her face is kind of savage.
A little savage?
Yeah, face is a little savage.
I think
our listeners, nobody is listening to, like, the Zombie Drill cast, right?
Where we're talking about
if you want to know about our theory on savage women, listen to the episode of Zombie Drill that talks about Brain Dead. I think it's episode 4, right? Either 3 or 4.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
I didn't actually think the girl who rode in on the bike, who was part of the team, was that attractive either. Like, they did the whole bikini, like, slow-mo walking thing.
No.
And she doesn't have body for it.
She doesn't have the ass.
She's standing next to 150 Brazilian girls
with
who have
healthy
asses. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Her face, I mean, she's,
she's
definitely
very attractive.
Face. Now, the one that brought the total package was the Brazilian cop.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she had the A-plus body, a cute face. You know.
Yeah, the one Vin Diesel puts up with, apparently.
Yep.
Oh.
They don't have names, just the chick with the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have no idea who any of those people's names are,
no.
Except for Vin Diesel's Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic. And Paul, I don't even know what Paul Walker's character's name is.
Hell, I don't know.
I think he said Brian or Ryan or something.
I think also Paul Walker, that's his name. He looks like he is the dumbest motherfucker alive. That dude cannot act his way out of a paper bag.
You're right, yeah.
Best friend, think he's dead.
Although, to be fair, look at the ensemble here. It's not like any of them can really act
I'm
or circle around
Vin
Paul
Diesel
Walker.
And Dwayne Johnson are lighting you up, are putting on an acting clinic compared to you. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. You know what other clinic they put on?
What?
They put on the parkour clinic, which I can see Paul Walker doing some parkour.
Yeah.
He's like a wiry dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's not like total beefed out.
But you see Vin Diesel and The Rock doing parkour.
No.
Like running across rooftops, jumping around. You just don't see it.
Right.
And you see it in this movie, but it's not good.
And just once, I want to see a good guy bail out of a glass window or some sort of window and die because he falls 10 floors straight.
He didn't realize he was,
I mean, like, this shit started with Obi-Wan Kenobi bailing out of the window of Queen Amidala. Like, okay, he's a Jedi, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, these good guys gotta stop bailing out of windows blindly.
Yeah,
I want to see one of them die.
I
felt like cool.
Well, the Vin Diesel Rock fight we didn't really talk about, but I feel like those guys, like, the weight behind everything they did was really expressed well with the sound.
I was
going to
say, they had the Indiana Jones punches, where they got the sound effects just where you could feel like there's a shattering bone in every single punch.
Yeah, and those guys are so heavy that I believe they could fight their way through buildings.
Yeah.
I think that's
what
they were doing. They were just blowing each other
especially
through walls.
Especially, like, fucking Rio de Janeiro, where the building codes are probably shit. Yeah, they're knocking through masonry there.
Sure.
About that. What'd you do? Let's break it down. First scene of the movie, we got the whole thing where
they should have instantly died.
Is on a bus,
Yeah.
They always do this. We got arrested in, like, L.A., right?
Well, we were going to watch number four right before this.
Yeah.
We probably should have, considering I have no idea why he's arrested.
I just don't understand why these guys are taking buses. Like, why would you put a bunch of prisoners on a bus to ride through a lonely, deserted desert road?
And not provide any support?
There's no backup.
Yeah.
There were helicopters, some support cars, some motorcycles, nothing. And their grand plan was to take this chick in, like, an F-40, F-50 Ferrari and replace chicken with the fucking bus.
Oh, that wasn't their grand plan. Their grand plan was to flip the bus 18 times.
Yeah, but she made the bus swerve. Would a bus driver really swerve? I mean, that Ferrari would just be like a speed bump to him. So he swerved, and then the Paul Walker, like, slams on the brakes at the exact moment to flip the bus in the air, and the bus does like 100 violent rolls.
Yeah. And then they say, thankfully there were no casualties.
Yeah, the literal next scene is the news report saying, no casualties. I'm like, bullshit.
Everyone is dead on that.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing is, like, you see crash after crash of these guys plowing into brick walls, no seatbelts. Like,
yep.
I thought, okay, we're talking about pegging a bullshit meter. The next plan was to rob a train of three out of cars.
Yeah.
And these guys, this crazy ass four-wheel drive semi truck, whatever, is like going ass over tea kettle over these bumps.
It looks like something you'd see in Mad Max.
But what's hilarious is there's like they cut to a wide angle. There's four guys standing in the back. Every one of them guys would have been dead by now or pitched out, like a load full of little leaguers with their parents taking them to ice cream. You know, it's like they would have been chucked out onto the road. But okay, whatever. I think it's funny is they pull up inside of this train, and miraculously they now have like a paved highway that's running beside the train.
Yeah, sure.
It's not a bump. I mean, it's running like nothing. Oh God.
When they lay the rails, man, they clear it all out. Apparently.
I guess.
Then what happens? They get some cars off. Whatever shit goes wrong, and Paul Walker ends up wedging, like ramping that vehicle into the side of a train and wedging it there. He's like hanging onto the side of it. And they're approaching a bridge, so he's about to get scraped off.
Before this, there's a previous bridge where Vin Diesel threw a guy out, and that was pretty badass.
Oh, and he
they're fighting,
the
and they show this guy like splat against these supports. It was pretty grody.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead.
So he's going towards this bridge where he's going to get scraped off, and Dom's driving a car up next to him, and he drives it up. Paul Walker jumps onto it at about 100 miles an hour, and they get
close
to the bridge, and of course they can't stop in time. The bridge is going over.
Well, no, that's just a giant fireball behind them because of the truck that just exploded. So Vin Diesel looks in the back mirror and then shifts. You know, obviously like, every car has got a one-gear tire that just instantly makes you go that much faster.
If you need to go faster, there's always another gear.
You shift into the top gear. If you're in top gear, there's another gear on top of that. You shift in and make you go
I was under the impression that they were shifting down a gear to get more RPM.
Ah, that probably makes sense.
That's always what I think they're doing.
Okay, so anyway, he downshifts to go faster.
And just takes it right off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
And this is like a 400-foot drop.
At least.
This is crazy.
And they're going, like you said, 90 to 100 miles an hour. And then they're adding a vertical drop to that horizontal speed.
And then in midair, they're like, oh, we know what we'll do. We'll just jump off the car.
Right.
Like, that's going to save us.
Right.
So they jump off the car. You see the car and they're floating down in slow motion.
And then people die just jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, you hit the ground like fucking concrete. I jumped off like a 70, 80-foot cliff and then shattered my tailbone and almost died.
Is that true?
That's true.
Whoa.
I mean, it fucks you up. Water that high.
Oh, see, I know that. Like, and there's this myth, like, they tested on Mythbusters, like, how workers fall from cranes over water and they die. But if they throw a hammer underneath to break the tension of the water, they'll just pass right through.
Right. No, you're still
But it doesn't work.
No, right.
You fall from, like, 100 feet and you're dead.
Right. I mean, there's people survive, like, you hear about, like, you know, the paratroopers that, like, hit a glass building or a guy that landed in a muddy field. Yeah, they survive, but they break every bone in their back. They shatter their pelvis.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the water and you do that, you're going to drown.
And these guys don't even get the wind knocked out of them.
No.
They're, like, treading water right
after that. They come up talking, like, like shit to each other.
Yeah.
Not even breathing hard.
No. So people in this movie, totally invincible.
Yes.
Or at least the heroes.
Right. As long as they're driving or within 20 feet of a car, they cannot be killed.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that was interesting about this that I noticed. There isn't a whole lot more to it, honestly. It's just a lot of action. Some good action. Like, I thought...
What do you think about the speech where, like, because one of the big plot revelations, spoiler alert, is the girl's pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so what do you think about that? The other thing is, everyone in this movie drinks, like, 12 beers in every scene.
Sure.
Have you noticed that, like, when they're... Every time they show them the drinking, there's, like, 12 empty bottles, but they all have perfect bodies. No one's got a beer gut.
No, Vin Diesel's looking a little...
Got a little
out of shape.
Mate, you really?
Yeah.
God, he's fucking big as a house.
Especially the beginning.
Really?
But
he's been in prison. Eating prison food.
Don't people work out in prison?
I don't know. I'm just saying these guys are slamming 12 beers in every scene,
yeah.
And none of them got body fat.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Vin Diesel on his neck. He's got like fat rolls around his neck. But what was I going with this? Oh, the whole scene where he's like, "Do you remember your father?" They tried to what? Are they trying to win an Academy Award here?
Apparently so.
They have this quiet moment where Vin Diesel goes on about his dad's the perfect dad. He, like, after church, he barbecued for everybody at the church, and then he stayed up and helped his sister with the homework, and he stayed up for 3 or 4 hours more to read the next chapter because he's struggling with elementary math.
And the nominees are...
Yeah.
Vin Diesel and Paul Walker for Fast Five.
Hell no. I mean, like, I... There again, that's what's wrong with fucking badass movies nowadays.
Yeah,
they couldn't just have a straight-up action film. They had to have a couple quiet film moments.
See, I think that can work, though, because you've got movies like Rocky, where it does have a heart to it, you know?
Because Sly Stallone can get away with that shit.
Yeah, I think he's...
Like, him and Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
And carry a team like that. But
true.
You give Vin Diesel and Paul Walker... No!
No.
If the last name's Diesel, it's not going to work.
That's probably true.
Diesel and Walker.
The other thing about it is, and all the jokes fell flat to me. Every single joke was fat.
There was a lot of unintentional comedy. Like,
oh, yeah. Like the clip. Me and you were laughing out loud.
The whole audience was laughing.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, I thought that there was some giggles, but when they said that the news report said, no, there's no fatalities in that bus wreck, there's people laughing at that.
Yeah.
What jokes are you talking about?
Just all of them. Like, especially the dude who was supposed to be the smooth talker. Like, every time he said something that was supposed to be funny, I was not laughing. I was not with him.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of cheap kind of racist jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like the guy's like, when are you going to stop driving Martin Luther King's car? Because he has kind of a vintage car. But everyone's driving vintage cars. You're either driving a Ricer in this movie, or you're driving a vintage car.
A vintage muscle car, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, and then he's like, when are you going to stop wearing Rick James' jacket? It's like, okay, that car didn't look like Martin Luther's car, and that jacket didn't look like Rick James' jacket.
I just thought the comedy was severely lacking.
Yeah, they needed, the girls at the cast were not as hot as they thought they were, and the jokes weren't nearly as funny as they thought they were.
But, despite all that, we've got Fast and the Furious 6 coming.
Oh,
Fast.
Stay for after the credits.
Well, what are they going to call this one? See, it's Michelle Rodriguez, so I'm thinking, they can't just call it Fast and Furious DUI.
I love it, though, because they killed her off in a movie, because Michelle Rodriguez cannot survive through a movie.
Okay.
So they're bringing back Zombie Rodriguez, Zombriguez, right?
Sure.
And so they can kill her off again.
Great.
Brilliant.
Sounds wonderful.
Sweet. All
right, Andy, this is your whole platter right here.
Very much.
I got to get you guys some silverware. You get to go. All
right, thanks.
So they're bringing Zombriguez back just so they can kill her again.
Zombriguez.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's got to be drunken driving, right? I mean, she got kicked off a law for DUI.
Where did she die? Or did you see the movie she died in? Did she die in the last one?
No. Did she die?
Yeah.
I didn't know she died.
That's what the whole... Because I watched a couple podcasts about Fast and Furious.
You watched podcasts?
I watched as I listened to
them. Sure.
I watched a little time bar.
Looked at yourself in the mirror while you listened to
them. Yeah, I shed a tear for every minute I listened. But I was thinking, like, that's what they said. It's like, do you believe in ghosts? When they zoomed in on her and the chick asked The Rock about that.
Really?
Yeah.
How did they kill her? They must have not killed her in a way that she couldn't come back. Like, I don't think they had her cremated or anything.
Sounds like the end of Terminator. She got crushed in the hydraulic. I have no idea, but apparently she died, and she's going to die again. She dies in every movie she's fucking in.
Yeah. Which is good, because I don't like her very much.
She's that girl in the James Cameron movies, the Spanish one, to play the John Connor stepmom. And she played the immigrant in Titanic, and she played the, like, butch lesbian marine in Alien. She dies in every movie.
Oh,
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah. Michelle Rodriguez is the new her.
Yes.
Was she the Abyss?
Vasquez.
Vasquez from Alien, yeah.
Yeah. Is she the what?
Is she an Abyss? The Abyss?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. We're going a little off
topic.
Been
a while since I've seen that movie.
That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what's his face? Ed Harris breathing water.
Has James Cameron made a bad movie?
Piranha. He made Piranha?
Yeah.
3D?
No, one of the Piranhas. That might not even. It might have been Piranha 2 or something. But yeah, he made one of the Piranhas.
Wow, I didn't know that. I bet he has made a bad movie then. I haven't seen it.
I'm not prepared to call it a bad movie because I've never seen it. Well, I've yet to see a James Cameron movie be bad. Even Titanic was well made. Ooh. And the first time I saw it, I was
genuinely moved.
I was genuinely moved. And every single time I watched it, I liked it less.
How many times have you seen it?
Three.
Wow.
The first time I saw it is at the theater, and I was, like, blubbering and crying at the end. The second time I saw it, I'm like, okay, well, this is pretty cool. But the third time I saw it, I'm like, I want to stab my eyes out. I never want to see this movie again, and I never did.
Why? What changes?
It's too much.
Too much?
It's like a triple fudge sundae. Like, the stuff is just schmaltzy, and when I saw it, I was a newlywed, so it's like, you know, it's like the love story got me, and the loss, and the sacrifice, and all that, but every single time I saw it, it just got more, you know, I saw James Cameron squeezing my tear ducts, you know, like, it became more and more obvious, the music, and everything, and the characters got more and more shallow. So,
Vin Diesel.
Hold up, though.
Vin Diesel was cool to my chair deck this movie.
We start talking about his father.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Cooked the barbecue for the church going people.
Yeah, I tuned all that crap out. Anytime there wasn't action on the screen, I was done. Like, I was not paying attention.
Yeah. Also, the other thing is, like, it's kind of weird that these characters are all shitbags. Like, they're all thieves.
Yeah.
And in any other universe, they would also be multi-time murderers. Just because in this universe, no one dies during these violent car chases.
They would also be multiple times dead.
I also love how they did that thing where, like, just when you start questioning, like, wow, they're just killing these cops left and right. They made sure to announce, like, every dirty cop in Rio de Janeiro are following you. It's like, okay, well, now it's cool.
Oh, they're dirty
cops. These are dirty cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not human.
Uh-uh. No.
They don't have wives and children.
No,
yeah.
No. They accept the bribe every now and then, one of the most corrupt governments in the world, so fair game.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's about all I have to say about that movie. I'd say, what do you think? I don't think it's worth seeing it, although... It might be worth seeing in theaters just for the sound system and the...
Because the cars sound amazing.
The cars sound great. Like I said, the fight scene really feels like a heavy-duty fight scene with the audio.
The cars all sound insane. Like a fucking Dodge Charger sounded just as badass as a Cobra GTO or whatever. That's not right.
Another thing I was surprised at... They roll in, okay, so they roll in with his charger, right, and they raise this guy, Pinklet, for his, like, tricked-out Porsche GT3R, ridiculous 911 Carrera badass car,
right.
And then they're saying it's not fast enough,
right.
Like, when they take it around the track. That's, like, one of the best-handling, fastest cars I can think of.
Right.
So I don't know what did they get after that? They were just looked like they were just driving ricers after that.
I know what the last car I noticed before the last car that they did before they shut down and said we need an invisible car was a Subaru. Probably STI, but still it's a fucking Subaru. It's a $32,000 car.
It must have had like a rally kit on it or something.
That's right, Rice Boys. A Subaru. Or a Civic with a fucking fart can on it is going to be faster than a tricked out 911. Keep dreaming.
That 911 has like 900 horsepower.
Well, it's like you said, it can handle. It's not just a muscle car.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Oh, that was ridiculous.
Well, this audio is probably shit. We'll probably never release this, but...
probably.
You know, that's the thing. I still think it's worth seeing at the theater.
They also don't give their audience any credit in this movie whatsoever to have any intelligence, because when they're swiping cards, like, on their phone to gain access to the cards on the train, like, they're just swiping the cards through a random thing that's attached to their phone. Like, really, an iPhone is going to hook up to the surveillance and the security systems there on the train? No. Wrong. I don't know. It's just like, oh, don't pay attention to us swiping cards and fiddling with doors.
The other thing is, so the good guys led by, the quote-unquote good guys led by Dwayne Johnson, the elite FBI retrieval team that has international jurisdiction to go bust in any country and shoot everybody up.
Sure.
They go into the garage where Paul Walker and Vin Diesel have been hiding out, and they've been tearing down this Ferrari, trying to find out what's in it that's like, you know, drugs or money or whatever. There's a tiny, tiny microchip in there.
Yeah.
So the rocket's here, and he surveys his car broken apart, and he's like, put it back together. We need to know what they were looking for. When we find something missing, we'll know. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. like, what if it was 50 pounds of drugs?
Yeah.
That's not... 50 pounds of drugs is not integral to a fucking Ferrari working.
I don't know about you, but my car does not run unless I have 50 pounds of drugs.
And in fact, like, what is he expecting? Like, a transaxle to be missing? Like, a fucking piston pulled out?
I don't know, man. Like, and he says the radio not working means that they took something out of it.
Yeah. And, like...
Or the GPS.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was totally dumb.
Like, these guys would know, like, the first thing they'd think of if an error message flashed on this navigation system... It wouldn't be that the thing is broke. It's like a missing assumed chip.
Oh, you hooked up a wire wrong or something.
Right.
Like,
right. I also love how every one of these elite group of FBI special forces are gearheads.
Oh, and they're all jacked. They're all rich.
Okay, so I'll buy that. But the fact that they can all just put together a Ferrari...
Yeah.
Without any shop manual or something like that, just gonna put it back together in 8 hours too.
See, this is my theory on that. I think that they knew who they were going up against, so they assembled a team, much like the Ocean's 11 team, the bad guys.
A Ferrari mechanic.
The
expert marksman and buff as hell.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah.
Military Ferrari mechanic.
You just spin in my disbelief again.
There you go. I mean, that's the whole reason that the Rocket's coming after him, in my opinion.
How about that? So, this is like the fourth time we said we got nothing more to say. Are we completely spent now?
I am totally spent.
All right.